Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It's Hour 2 of the Rod Peterson Show, episode 214 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show, coming to you out of the bunker here in Western Canada, or to be specific, the sweatpants capital of Canada. Yeah. Outstanding Hour 1. If you missed it, you're going to want to go back and listen to it. Wade Redden joining us. He of 1,023 NHL games. Told a lot of hockey stories, but really brightened up, as Darren said, when we got into the old junior stories. And Brandon Crowe was just with us, the voice of the Brandon Wheat Kings, and he triggered a lot of stories in my mind, as did Wade Redden, Redzi. And just ahead of Sportsnet's Arash Madani, who's got a lot of things to chat about, I'd said when this thing began a month ago that if I just went on and told stories, I could do that.
Yeah.
For hours and hours and hours. And good ones. Not just boring ones that are going to put you to sleep. But what Wade Redden was talking about was going to watch the Rough Riders at the Ottawa Renegades back in the early 2000s. And that was before they rented the stadium. So I don't think I've told this story on this show, but I just wanted to tell this story because this is the truth. Finished, it was Frank Clair Stadium at the time, which is still where the Redblacks play, but they've renoed it. It's beautiful. It's unrecognizable of what it was. But the press box was one of those press boxes similar to some junior hockey arenas that was like suspended out over the stands. It took a catwalk to get there.
Yeah.
So, of course, when you're doing a CFL broadcast, you're on the air for at least a half an hour after the game. You're the last one to leave, generally, the press box. So when I was leaving, the raccoons had already descended upon the stadium to eat all the garbage and stadium food that was left. And the biggest, fattest raccoons you ever saw were on the catwalk. And they were, I couldn't get by them to leave, right? And the bus is waiting and I'm going to get left behind. So I got broadcast equipment. I had to scale up, climb up the wall over these raccoons. And of course, they weren't nice. They were like the ones in Great Outdoors.
Yeah.
They're looking at me and their eyes are glistening and they're like, you know what I mean? Is I'm like, how the hell am I going to get over these things? So when I heard Ottawa was coming back in the CFL with the Redblacks, I'm like, oh, man, they better not have the same stadium. And those raccoons might still be there. But they blew up that press box, moved it to the other side of the stadium. And that's just another one of a scary... Because raccoons can be very mean.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that or not.
Especially when you're standing between them and their food.
Well, exactly. They were trying to get into the press box.
Exactly. Throw me some pizza in there.
The raccoons popcorn. Replacing the rats. Anyways, and we did have two winners in Hour 1, Tanner Osborne and Chris Hubbard. They answered the question that was provided by Richie Roy from Big Time Game Shows, the show that's getting thousands of viewers on Facebook Live, the game show. He said, add up, we're going to do jersey math here, add up Weston Dressler and G. Roy Simon's jerseys numbers, subtract Roger Aldegg's. And the two first guys to text in were Tanner Osborne and Chris Hubbard. They both won $50 gift cards to the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store, and they could use them tonight because they're firing up Vern's Pizza pickup and delivery tonight from 4 till 9 at the Tap. Okay, right on cue. Let's go out to the T-Dot, and Arash Madani joins us. A guy that... Hey, Jackie Robinson Day. Thank you, Arash. But I know you never get tired of those old Ottawa football stories, do you?
Not at all, Roddy. And I was just, I remember that catwalk well. I remember the fact that there was no elevator there that just drove the TV guys insane, because in those days it wasn't just TSN, Sportsnet, CBC, and TSN broadcast CFL games. And they're like, how do you guys not have an elevator for us to bring all this stuff up there? I said, talk to the beautiful city of Ottawa that ran the stadium, and they would wait. They would actually wait. If there was a game, say, Friday, they would wait until either the Sunday or, if it was a stat holiday, on the Monday to clean the stadium just so the workers could be paid more. I love that Chiron at the bottom, by the way. Definitely. Super fan. So you get to practice like 3 days after the game, and there's just bees. There's bees flying around everywhere. There's hornet's nests around the stadium, and players are getting stung because nobody at the city wanted to clean the stadium. Days. It was good times.
Of course. Oh, we will bring you back for the Renegades Day. But of course, as you know, Abu's got to be here for that. So it's going to be on the other side of the pandemic. Here's the beautiful thing about you, Arash. I can just say, tee up and go. So where do you want to start? Can we start with Blue Jays and all the tributaries running off that? And then we'll finish with the XFL.
Sounds good. And so your good friend, our good friend, we call him Romeo, Jeff Armstead, was asking, because last time I brought on that that Renegade signed helmet, he said, what memorabilia are you going to have this time around? So I don't know if you'll be able to see this. No, the light's not conducive to it. But this is a baseball that was used in the 2015 postseason. You can't really see the lettering. It's actually written 2015 postseason. And that was, of course, the year that the Blue Jays, out of nowhere, they're a game below 500 at the end of July. They make the trade for Troy Tulowitzki and David Price and LaTroy Hawkins and Ben Revere, and they went on that magical run. And I think if you think about the 2 years that the Blue Jays got to the ALCS in 15 and 16, if there was one moment that stands out, it's the backflip. I don't think people actually remember that the Blue Jays were within 90 feet of forcing Game 7 of the ALCS to get to the World Series. They remember Jose Bautista, the big home run, and the bat flip. And tomorrow night, we're going to re-air that on Sportsnet, but on YouTube and Facebook and Sportsnet social channels, myself and Hazel May and Shai Davidi are going to host a watch party, and we're going to have former players from that 2015 team. We're going to have the umpire, Dale Scott, who was involved in a melee in the top of the seventh inning that nearly led to a riot breaking out and beer cans being thrown. We're going to have Harold Reynolds, who was the analyst for Fox, to join in on this party and just watch it and talk about it in real time. And pretty pumped about that, especially to get some of the players, and hopefully John Gibbons is going to join us, and just talk about what it was like in the dugout, the tension. I mean, I covered that game. It was as tense an atmosphere as I can remember.
Do you recall what Harold Reynolds said that got people so upset on the Fox telecast? It was some shot at Toronto or baseball fans in Toronto. Do you remember that?
It was a shot at Canada, that nobody in Canada knows anything about baseball because it's just a hockey country and nothing else. So that really got people's craw up, understandably. And then I remember that November, December of 2015 doing a hit on MLB Network. And we were getting our audio and video all set up. And I said, hey, Harold, I'm here with all your Canadian friends. They all say hello to you. And he said, they're still mad at me. And I said, yeah, they're still mad at you.
But he strikes me as a guy that is a super dude. Am I right?
I've dealt with him professionally. I haven't really seen him or hung out with him personally. But all I know is this, that the people I know over at MLB Network just rave about him. So take that for what it's worth.
So the Blue Jay, here's our poll question of the day, and the results are about 50-50. Can the Blue Jays contend in a condensed 2020 season? I think it's 60-40 that they can. And I said, no matter what, they're going to be exciting with the kids. Let's just say all things being equal and they get back playing, do the Blue Jays have a shot?
Well, I think the first thing is it's if they get back playing. We just got off actually a conference call with Charlie Montoyo, the Blue Jays manager, just a few minutes ago. And he actually said that it surprised me that more pitchers than I thought are actually throwing. Ryan Barucki's on a throwing program. Chase Anderson is able to throw bullpens. Matt Shoemaker is keeping his arm live. Nate Pearson, boy wonder, 6'6", 240, who's throwing over 100 miles an hour, is going to be the next big thing in the Blue Jay organization. He's going into their facility in Florida and continuing his throwing program there. So I thought what was going to happen through all of this is that everybody was going to start back at square one when it came to pitchers and keeping their arms stretched out. But Montoyo told us that, no, their arms, their starters, are actually throwing. Jordan Romano, a Canadian who's from suburban Toronto, he's throwing. So it would be interesting in a condensed season how this would all shake out if it actually happens. I know Bo Bichette's hitting. I know Randall Grichuk is hitting. So guys are trying to stay in some kind of game shape. And in a condensed season, if it's all systems go, I think all bets are off at that stage. I mean, in a 162-game season, Roddy, you know, you are what you are. But if you're only going to play 60 games, if you play at all, shoot, why not?
Makes it very exciting. And I said that we would No, not like we have to go off the air here, but I said that we would talk about the XFL. And what is the true story, by the way, on the bankruptcy declaration on Monday of the team?
Well, I just think it's such a lazy narrative that once the league's gone, they say, well, spring football failed, the XFL failed, this was doomed from the beginning. I think that's so lazy and irresponsible just to say that without really peeling back some layers and digging into it. So let's examine what spring football is. Spring football means you start training camp in December and you start your season in mid-February. Okay, mid-February makes sense because the Super Bowl is past. College football, their national championship was 5 weeks prior. Well, now let's look at where things are. We have no indication that training camps in the NFL are going to start as scheduled in late July, right? I mean, Rod, would you be surprised if the NFL was even delayed by 2-3 weeks?
And it's no, started? Not at all. Not at all.
And we know that the NFL is not going to shave down games. That's the last thing they're going to do. They want to play a full season because the TV revenue, more than anything else, is the most important thing. And after 9/11, we saw that the NFL is willing to delay their Super Bowl. For the first time ever, New England and then St. Louis played that Super Bowl in February. And ever since, the NFL realized, hey, shoot, we can extend our footprint into February. All that to say, if the season's delayed 2 or 3 weeks, who's to say that the Super Bowl won't be played in late February? So if you're the XFL, are you really going to start your season the first 3 weeks colliding with the NFC-AFC divisional playoff, the AFC-NFC title game, and the Super Bowl? You're not. Now comes the bigger elephant in the room, college football. There are a lot of campuses across North America, not just the U.S., Canada also, but especially in the U.S., who are saying, we may not be ready to open our doors in September. And if you listen to college football analysts south of the border, they're starting to talk about the idea of spring football, that after the Super Bowl, by February of next year, campuses may be open, and maybe college football doesn't have a 2020 season, but they play it February, March, April of next year. I don't know what the basketball folks would think of that. But if suddenly you now have NFL in February and Division I college football in February and March, what room is there in 2021 for another pro football league? So it wasn't just that the XFL couldn't do it, couldn't hack it, couldn't take it. It's not just that there's no room for spring football in people's appetites. It's that next spring, you may be colliding with both the NFL, the SEC, bowl games, the college football playoff. There's no room for that, especially because the TV rights holders to the XFL were Fox and ESPN, who own the NFL and college football broadcast rights. Oliver Luck's a smart guy. He's the commissioner of the XFL, or was the commissioner of the XFL. He was an athletic director at the Division I level. His son Andrew, of course, went on to stardom with the Indianapolis Colts. Oliver Luck is connected into the football scene in America. And the XFL paid all its players, and they kept operating for a month and paying all their staff even after the COVID crisis happened. But you have to believe that there were conversations being had that suggested February and March and April could very well lead to NCAA football and NFL football happening, which is probably why the XFL at that point just said, hey, there's no room for us in 2021. What are we going to do for the next 24 months? We can't continue to operate for 24 months without bringing in any revenue, which is why they ended up folding and ultimately going into bankruptcy.
Well, I'm sure Vince McMahon just sitting there going, what do I have to do? A lot of things conspired against him. 01 didn't work. 2020 didn't work. Do you think it will ever come back again? We ran that poll earlier in the week, and the majority said no, that the XFL will never come back. How do you feel about that?
I have a hard time believing Vince at his age, at this stage, would go down that road again. Now, could there be another one? Could there be another AAF or something? Probably. But I think it's just important to understand that the reason why this rendition didn't work is really COVID-related because of scheduling. And we'll never know. I mean, you can't measure a 4-week window and say, okay, well, it didn't work after 1 month, and they closed up shop. The resources were there. The commitment from the broadcasters was there. But when you suddenly have a situation where you thought you were basically going up against no football, and now you're going up against all football in America, it's just not sustainable.
Anything else on your mind before we let you go?
Well, I wanted to make sure Romeo was happy. I brought out a couple more memorabilia things. Richard Harris was the defensive line coach with us with the Renegades, and then he went on to Winnipeg. And in 2007, he was on the staff with the Bombers that lost to the Riders. So this was his nameplate in the locker room that the Bombers equipment guy, Brad Foddy, sent me like 8-9 years ago. And that, RH, was the sticker that all the players wore on their helmets after he passed in 2011. So I wanted to show you that. The other is, I mean, what a year 2020 has been. This is a Kobe Bryant bobblehead where he is showing not only the Larry O'Brien trophy but also the Bill Russell trophy as NBA Finals MVP. That's cool. But what I would like this one more, and I know that if you really love basketball, Ron Artest, Meta World Peace, in 2010, the Lakers won the championship. And at the podium, Roddy, Artest said he had a big three late in the game, in game seven. And he said, all I heard in my head was Phil Jackson saying, Ron, don't shoot. Ron, don't shoot. And so I shot the ball anyway. And so that gives you a little glimpse into the Meta World Peace and Ron Artest. So went into the archives, took some stuff off the bookshelf just to show here on the program today.
Well, Arash, you are literally on a roll. And I have to tell you, it wasn't the last time we had you on because you were at home, but the second last time you were in LAX with an Expos t-shirt on. And that seems like a generation ago. Like, man, you must just be itching to get back out on the road. For a guy that travels as much as you, are you getting a little stir crazy?
I'm getting a little stir crazy. I am getting a little bored. But also I have to remind myself, this isn't changing anytime soon. And this is going to be our reality for a while. So definitely loaded up on some books, and I'm pumped for the Jordan Bulls 10-part 30 for 30 doc that's about to drop. Maybe next time, Roddy, I can show you some of the books I've been reading, because I'm getting a master's in Belichick. I'm getting an MBA, a master's in Belichick administration in terms of how he operates. I'm on my fourth Belichick book. So learning a lot about greatest coach to ever do it.
Wow. I can't wait for that. Well, let's do it sooner than later then, man. And I appreciate the time today. This has been a blast.
You got it. Stay safe, guys.
Arash Badani checking in from downtown Toronto. We're going to take a break. We'll get to some of these viewer questions, and we got more guests to come. How you doing over there, Dupes?
Oh,
you enjoying things?
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
Yeah, me too. We'll be back. It's episode 214 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. We'll be back after this break. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, coming to Game Plus Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to The Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Welcome back, everybody. Lots to talk about. Lots to talk about. Hang on, I'm making notes as we go.
Can I tell my hockey story?
SJ? Yeah!
Is that okay?
Sure. And then a sports update, and then more stories, and then Prairie Hockey Academy.
I got my 22,
it's just going to be great.
22 fresh hockey is family.
Yeah.
Shirt from the SJ, and I was thinking about them because I was going through all my old Instagram posts, and I found the one of you and me poolside last spring SJHL Finals, and I posted it on my story.
Got a lot of people upset, I understand.
Yeah, well, I'm getting a lot of comments, and some of our P1s are like, were you guys doing your pregame show poolside? No. I got somebody texting me being like, when did you and Rod go to the, why did you go with your suits to the Aquatic Center in North Battleford? And why did they let you in? I said, no, this is Melfort. And if you know Melfort, Saskatchewan, there's the arena and the pool all in one complex. And it's right beside the concession. You and I were getting some food and we can see the pool. I'm like, we should be sitting out there having coffee. It's humid. It's nice. And so they actually opened it up just for us to sit there poolside. And the pictures you and I having coffee in our suits. And it just made me miss being
hockey
in the finals in the hockey. Yeah.
There's the SJHL writing in now. Here's one, maybe for a show down the line within the next week. Best SJHL concession.
Ooh.
Because the food's made with love.
Oh, yeah.
And Humboldt, they make it right in front of you.
Oh, man.
Right in front of you.
The Bronco Burger.
The Bronco Burger. The onion rings. Oh, so good when it hits your lips. Melfort, sheer variety. Just everything you could imagine, Melfort's got.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza Pops in North Battleford. Come on.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the sports update?
Yeah.
Former Toronto Blue Jays second baseman Damaso Garcia, a two-time All-Star and a big part of the club's rise to prominence in the 1980s, has died at the age of 63. Garcia, who had a malignant brain tumor removed 13 years ago, died Thursday in his native Dominican Republic, according to ESPN. Garcia's death comes 2 months after another Dominican Blue Jays legend, shortstop Tony Fernandez, died at 57 after several years of battling kidney problems. COVID-19 has forced another Canadian sports league to push back its start date. The Canadian Elite Basketball League had been scheduled to tip off its second season on May 7th with the expansion Ottawa Blackjacks taking on the Niagara River Lions, but is postponing the start date to at least June. Mike Morreale, the league's commissioner, said the fact the provinces have different rules about public gatherings during the global pandemic makes planning more difficult. Four of the CEBL's seven teams are in Ontario, with a team each in Alberta, Saskatchewan, and BC. Raptors guard Norman Powell has been making the most of his downtime, brushing up on his language skills, Darren. Powell took sign language in college and called it a beautiful language and hopes to be able to converse with hearing-impaired fans he meets. While the NBA is on hiatus due to COVID-19, Powell is back home in Las Vegas, where the Raptors sent him a hoop for his driveway, plus balls and some dumbbells. Why do the Raptors have to send him that?
I don't know, but that's cool.
Just go to Medell's. Go to Arts.
I used to be able to sign.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
I used to be able to sign in high school. A summer job is I would, you know, work with somebody who signed, right? And he taught me a lot of this of the alphabet. But unfortunately, when you don't use it, you lose it.
You don't use it, you lose it. This sports update for Richie Roy and big time game shows. Make sure to play their Sports Edition Trivia Show live on Facebook at Big Time Game Shows. Look it up when we're done the show here today at Big Time Game Shows, Saturday, April 18th at 1 p.m. Thank you, Richie. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, who are thanking everybody that took advantage of their free delivery service and curbside pickup yesterday on National Takeout Day yesterday. You can do it again today. Check out their menu on their Facebook page at Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive. See you at Wendell's. And I should mention, I got to say it again, for the Tap and our boys over there, they're firing up Vern's Pizza. Pick up every night now, 4 to 9. So they're rolling.
Oh, yeah.
I said we had stories. And Justin Simpkins, is he ready?
No.
Okay, Justin Simpkins is going to be joining us from Prairie Hockey Academy. But I got to tell you, folks, you were saying this is the... You said this show's never been better. What did you mean by that?
I mean...
Never better than today or this era right now?
Just right now, the last little bit. Today has been great, too. But just... Yeah. It's never been better than... I mean, everybody... I kind of... We all wondered what would happen with no sports and things like that. I'm like, this show is better than it was with sports.
Well, just, it's a talk show.
It's what it is.
You know, so Wade Redden was with us last hour. And Redzi, I'm surprised he remembered the junior as well as he did, because he spent 1,023 games in the National Hockey League. But as you said, his face just brightened talking about junior hockey.
Because didn't play it for money.
No, and he was only there for 3 years. When you're a teen, it's a blur, really.
Yeah.
But he had said the PA Brandon series, of which I was the voice of the Raiders at the time, Shane Knighty was on the Raiders. It was a great group. Was on game 6 on TSN. And as Redden said in hour 1, the series was so great. Like, it was a war, like most playoff series.
Yep.
TSN's like, we're going to pick up game 7 too. So we went back to Brandon for game 7. TSN's carrying it nationally. 2 years later, you might remember the Pats and Hurricanes went to 4 overtimes in the playoffs. It went till 1:30 in the morning on TSN. The Regina Pats and the Lethbridge Hurricanes. So, point being, anonymous texter writes in and says, TSN used to broadcast WHL games? Why are they showing lawn bowling tournaments in the spring when they could have great junior hockey on? Who signed that last CHL contract with Sportsnet? Yeesh. Actually, it's not anonymous texter as I look. It's Ian from Sass Snowbeef, one of our sponsors. I don't know what to say about that. I do think a lot about that one national broadcaster who said to me a couple weeks ago, the accounting department's running the networks now. I'm sure if it was up to the actual broadcasters, they would be showing major junior hockey games.
Yeah, and I'm sure they would be. But it's, again, this is the boring TV negotiation stuff. TSN had the NHL rights for years, so there's no room to play CHL. So Sportsnet gets the CHL deal, and then all of a sudden they get the NHL rights, but that CHL contract continues to spread out. And all of a sudden you see less and less CHL games on the network because there's no room, too much NHL. So who knows where the NHL deal goes, but potentially that CHL might go back to TSN. I know some U Sports, the conversation's been there, Vanier Cup, things like that. It was on CBC. The landscape will change for sure.
Yeah, and I could sit here and talk about this forever, just like our viewers, because they're all the same. You're just like us. We're all watching the same sports, and it's the biggest reason why, you know, John was asked in Edmonton's asking, how do I get ESPN? I said, it's magic, but I don't want to sit and watch European damn soccer highlights on my Canadian sports networks. I'm sorry. Charity starts at home, as far as I'm concerned. And when I watch ESPN live in the morning, they're going to every major league town. They're going to every NFL town. They're broadcasting live from right outside the local NFL team's locker room that morning live.
Yeah.
Where we've always had the joke, Toronto Sports Network, like, I can only take so much Raptors, I'm sorry, and so much Blue Jays. Hello, Western Canada, there's stuff going on out here that they completely ignore. And I'm just tired of it. And I've got another option here in ESPN that I'm going to watch. I'll say it again. Charity starts at home. And I think you said, when I said, why are they putting stories on of NCAA women's basketball? Not that I have anything against NCAA women's basketball, but we've got 5 NLL teams in this country. We've got how many American Hockey League? The other night, I don't know what I was watching. Well, before the pandemic hit, but it was Syracuse Laval on the American Hockey League, and it was just sensational.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. And I'm like, why do I have to root so far to find this?
Right.
This should be right in front of my eyes on one of the 5 TSN networks.
Yeah.
What happened?
I know. When it gets so big, you can't take chances. You can't try. It's harder to grow properties. And back in the day, they made a big investment into the World Juniors. And now that's a property of TSN. It's an event. And so we tune in every year, but they built that up over time. If it was today, it's hard to take a chance on an event to try and grow it, because it's all about shareholders and dollars, but it's also about you got bigger budgets. It's more expensive to go and do these programs. So you better know that you're making money. At least NCAA has a big marquee and has some credibility in the value that we know what it is right away. CHL hockey, but more than that, U Sports, especially U Sports hockey, which is a great product, or the American Hockey League, we don't know how the fans would tune into it. We think, and we're pretty confident, that if we put some resources into it, we could grow a nice audience and it could become fabric of our culture and our TV viewing. But we don't know that it would be a slam right away.
Pretty sure it would have more viewers than European Premier League soccer. Pretty sure I'm going to go out on a limb and say that.
Right, but the networks might see that and be like, oh, soccer, most popular sport in the world. We're going to get this many people. It's better. Just simply because it's safer, right? Safer. It's harder to take risk the bigger you get. So that's why, being small like, that we are right now and new, it's so easy to be able to take risks and grow something. And that's where the beautiful things happen. It's harder the bigger you get.
I guess, but it just doesn't hurt to flip on the cameras and talk hockey with Wade Redden. What the hell's so hard about that?
I know. It's awesome.
Nelson Hakowicz writes, oh, and by the way, news flash, junior hockey season's longer than 2 weeks long. You talk about the World Juniors. There's more to it than
right.
that. I'm not saying it to you. I'm saying it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson Hakowicz writes in. He says, ESPN will show cornhole for Christ's sake. They have the power to take those risks on anything they want. What, do they have a monopoly, I guess? And TSN's showing that too. John Ohm writes in and says, Karate Kid, the original, was on TSN last night. I guess we all have our own likes and dislikes. Like, I got ensnared in Major League last night. It was on AMC. Again, disappointed that they cut the swearing out.
Ugh.
Because quite frankly, that's the charm of the movie.
Oh, at Major League, yeah.
But it was funny because Mrs. P came into the bedroom where I had it on and she's like, okay, let's start with a Netflix. I'm like, well, Willie Mays Hayes is on here.
How do I turn it off now?
I can't. Pedro Serrano. Hots for bots. Hots keep bots warm. So I recorded. I just hit record.
That's so good.
And then we went to Netflix. Don Mitchell, watching in Ottawa, says, I'm sure that Canadians would take a chance on U Sports if it was regularly on instead of haphazardly. I did watch the Vanier Cup last year out of Quebec City, and that was awesome. Mark Lee and Justin Dunk.
Yep.
Montreal Caribans and Calgary Dinos. That was awesome. But hey, kudos to the CBC, because they are to broadcast CEBL games one game a week live.
That's going to be awesome.
Once we emerge from the apocalypse.
Yeah.
We'll break. What's happening with Justin?
He's good after the break,
Justin Simpkins from Prairie Hockey Academy joining us, and that's going to be fantastic. Hang on. It's the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live, coming to Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Episode 214 of the RP Show continues, Canada's morning sports talk show. We're not done yet with the Calgary Stampeders thing. We opened the show with it. We'll close the show with it. I'm still waiting for them to delete the tweet of Bo Levi Mitchell in a jersey with Peterson across the back. I'm waiting for that to happen. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're deleting it now. So I would say bravo, Stampeders. You got me. And we're still deliberating how to deal with it. That we'll get, and we'll also talk about the Esteban Bruins news too. By the way, thank you, Tom, for the reminder on that. I've got thoughts on the coaching change with the Esteban Bruins. But speaking of Saskatchewan hockey, Justin Simpkins joins us from Prairie Hockey Academy, which is not the first time the PHA has been on the program. We had one of their coaches, Lauren Mulliken, joining us. But Justin joins us today from either his home or his office. Justin, is that the same thing, the home office?
You know what? It's not. It's actually an office.
Okay, well, you're in the office. Listen, I've been thinking of you a lot, and we've been trying to line up this interview with you and this program for some time, and then the pandemic hit. So what has it meant to Prairie Hockey Academy out there in Karenport over the past month?
As you guys know, our staff, we've kind of pivoted a little bit. All the student athletes are home.
One second, Justin. Jordan, psst. We're going to have to get him on the phone and apologize for that. The connection not working so well out there to Prairie Hockey Academy. So it will just be moments. It'll be moments before we bring Justin Simpkins on. Fortunately, Dupes, we've been through this before.
Oh, yeah. That's no big deal. Some guys just the connection, whatever. We'll redo it. We'll get him on the phone. He'll be fine.
One day... And Paul will be here to answer this question because he's the tech guy. Is he? Well, and Ryan, our technical producer, who's not here because he's ill. He's out for the week. Thought he had coronavirus, but he doesn't. How is it that we could bring on the commissioner of the National Lacrosse League from Philadelphia and it's like he's on the other side of this wall?
Yep.
But we can't go to Moose Jaw?
I know.
What is the deal there? Can somebody tell me?
I know.
That knows tech?
Just... the way it goes, right? I mean, the internet signal or whatever?
Nothing to do with location.
Oh. Yeah, so just, you know, his signal and whatever else. That's fine. That's fine. We'll figure it out. We'll get him on the phone. But that's the fun or the challenges of live TV, right? And trying to incorporate everybody else as part of it.
I'm not sure fun is the term I would use. If you were sitting in this chair, yeah. I don't think you would call it fun.
No, I'm with you on that. It's not.
Especially when those things happen and I leave the studio drenched in sweat. It's like after walking out of a school gymnasium after talking to 700 kids about substance abuse and... yeah. But we got Justin Simpkins on the phone now. So, Justin, we barely didn't get any of your first answer there. So I'll ask it again. How has coronavirus and the pandemic affected business and the kids at PHA, Prairie Hockey Academy?
Yeah, thanks. Sorry about that. The Moose Jaw internet's struggling today. So we, student athletes have all gone home. And a big thing for our staff has just been to remain connected to them. And we...
obviously we're giving a workout to the video calls and doing that, whether it's one-on-one with our coaches and the student athletes, just to connect, do year-end feedback and reviews, or if it's group conversations. We still run our leadership training on Wednesdays and do that via a video conference with all the athletes, and we've actually really done some unique things. Every Monday we're running a online educational series with a guest speaker and different speakers across hockey or sport, across North America. And that's been really unique too, just to reach out to people like John Gordon. And John Gordon's agreed he's going to speak to our team on Monday and just have, everyone's at home with time on their hands. So it's been we've just had to learn how to connect and continue our support and mentorship is probably the best way to put it.
John Ohm, one of our viewers, writes in, Justin, and says, Mac the Moose is blocking the signal. LOL. So there's a chuckle for you here this morning. But please, since I was coming up through the minor hockey ranks in Saskatchewan, there was no hockey academies really anywhere other than Notre Dame. So can you, before we go any further about Prairie Hockey Academy, explain to our viewers and listeners what it is that you guys do out there? How many teams, how many players are there?
Yeah, absolutely. We are officially called a Hockey Canada accredited school. This is a function that, something that Hockey Canada launched a number of years ago, just with the idea of how do we have student athletes. And when I grew up, this concept of an athlete or a jock was oftentimes we were stupid, or we, educationally we struggled too much. And Hockey Canada kind of reversed that a little bit and created a model where academically we can not suffer in our studies at all, but actually have our academics and our athletics both at a very high level and happening during our school day. And so what we do with our partnership with Briarcrest Christian Academy is our student athletes attend the high school. There's 43 of them out there this year, and what they do is they go to high school throughout the day, and two of their class periods actually in their high school schedule are on-ice hockey is one of them for 75 minutes, so that's a practice, and 75 minutes is an off-ice activity. That might be a strength class, or it might be a mental training, or a chalkboard. But both of those they actually receive high school class credit for as well. And so it gives them the opportunity to, in their evening, be students, complete their homework, stay ahead on that, get good rest, and get ready to train again the next day in school.
So before I ask you what challenges you face, can you please answer the question, because I've never talked to you about this. I can only assume what it means to have a former head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks and three Western League teams in the Warriors Blades and Pats there, and Lauren Mullican coaching one of your clubs.
Yeah, Lauren's been fantastic. I mean, just personally, the opportunity to be mentored by him in the general managing capacity, and obviously, his hockey knowledge. But more so, I find, for Lauren, is just his relationships and how he connects with each student athlete and with each of our staff, and just aims to serve them. And how does he help people get better at this trade? And so that's been really unique. Obviously, his connections are vast across all the hockey leagues, and so it's fun to be on the road and him just to pull out his cell phone and decide he's going to send a text to Mark Bergevin or whoever it might be that he's connected to. And that's he has stories for days when we're on the road.
I've witnessed that for sure. And I also, by the way, know some parents of kids that are at Prairie Hockey Academy, and they rave about what you're doing out there, Justin. But I know that there's challenges too. Pandemic aside, what are some of the challenges you're facing and trying to overcome out there?
The challenges for lots of families is just still simply that we are, we're in Carrenport. We're not in a big center like the Saskatoon or Regina. And so families still, they're getting to the point where sending their young man, and their son away from home, whether it be their firstborn or their youngest, it can always be a challenge for families and that disconnection side there. That's part of it. We, as we've grown and you're explaining to people what Prairie Hockey Academy is, what we're about, who we are, that side, you have to prove that still as well. And so your challenges is just day-to-day our staff putting the work together to establish Prairie Hockey Academy and the culture that we want. And you're dealing with young men every single day. And so they require a lot of mentorship and support. And when you invest in them, you start to see some big results. And so that'd be that challenge, I'd say, just to get the the business and Prairie Hockey Academy off the ground and the recognition that we are something that's worthwhile and worth your time and consideration and a place to send your son.
How many years in business for you guys in operation?
Yeah, we've completed three full hockey seasons now. And so going into the summer and kind of recruitment, and families will be going into our fourth year now.
You mentioned you're Hockey Canada accredited. Are you Saskatchewan Hockey Association accredited?
We are, yeah. So the initial registration happens through Saskatchewan Hockey Association. So through SHA is still our governing body and our local branch. And so it's all SHA accredited and then Hockey Canada accredited above that. So yes, our dealings still go through SHA. And I think that, you know, there's a challenge there potentially in just our relationship of learning. This is the first Hockey Canada accredited school in Saskatchewan for SHA and obviously for us. And so it's learning kind of the ropes and the expectations and you know, the do's and don'ts and how we move forward in a partnership there.
Well, this has been great. Is there anything else? I've learned a lot here, Justin. Is there anything else before we let you go today and get back to work?
No, I don't think so. I think good luck to everyone that's out there. And you know, for all the athletes, I think the key is that they stay motivated on their craft. And not all of them will have support at this point in time, like our athletes do from the academy and having our coaches connect with them. But if that's not you, keep putting the work in as you prepare for camps that will come this fall.
Good stuff. Justin, I appreciate the time. Thank you. Good luck out there, Prairie Hockey Academy.
Thanks, Rod. Take care.
Justin Simpkins joining us. Tom Geiger, one of our viewers, writes in. He says, my nephew was on the Elite 15 and coached by Lauren this year. He loved the experience and whole school atmosphere. Before we break, Brady in Saskatoon has written in. He says, I've got Game Plus TV channel 247 on SaskTel. And then goes on in the next comment and says 427 on SaskTel. So it's on SaskTel. We know that. We're getting a lot of questions, Darren. And I think I field more potentially than you do because I'm maybe easier to get to. What's the deal with Game?
And your name's on the show.
Right. Well, so, yeah.
We know they're paying attention very closely. I mean, they're loving all of our social media, which is awesome.
Game Plus Network.
Yeah, we're building a great relationship. But yeah, there's nobody there. Unfortunately, there's nobody working. They're all working from home. So to put a live program on, you need somebody in master control to receive the
in
program.
In Toronto.
Take theirs off. That doesn't happen remotely. Now, recorded programming or non-live programming can happen remotely. It can go to a cloud-based playlist and away you go, much like we do with rodpeterson.com/listen-live, right? We can control that remotely and drop in the show from the previous day or from earlier in the day. So we're working on a way to potentially put our show on tape delayed. We would send it packaged to the cloud later in the afternoon or the evening. But they're working on a couple of technical things on their end. So we'll see. It may happen, or we may be moving forward in this back-to-work transition in the next number of weeks, and we might be on live sooner than we think. So right now, it's kind of a day-by-day thing, but we're all working to make this happen, and we're all trying to be patient.
Well, I got to say it to our viewers and those that write me now on a daily basis. I love that they care. But consider this. Do you think we don't want to be on Game? Do you think Game doesn't want us on? That's why the deal was struck in the first place. It's like these leagues, the CFL or even the NHL, NBA leagues that are supposed to be in season, MLB. Do you think they don't want to be playing? Everybody wants to be back to normalcy, and we can't. So we're all hamstrung here right now. And I think people think that, what, are we twiddling our thumbs?
Right.
You know, Game Plus wants this as much as we do because it's live programming, which is very valuable. And it's over 1 million homes. We know that our life in this show will be like getting strapped to a rocket ship the second we go on Game Plus Network. We all want it. But as Darren just explained, they can't get into their studios in Toronto to make it happen.
Yeah.
So we're working on it. And I appreciate that everybody's asking. And it will change our lives. Just announcing it's changed our lives.
Yeah.
Let alone when it actually happened. So we ask you, like everybody else, to be patient. We're in a time of having to be patient because it will happen. And they're just realizing more and more and more as each day goes by how great it's going to be. We got to talk about this Stampeders thing when we come back. And I promise the Estevan Bruins talk too. So hang on. Overtime's coming up next. It's the Rod Peterson Show here on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in.
online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we've increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause. Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Hard to believe that it's overtime already. This has been a lot of fun today.
Lightning speed.
I want to thank our guests, Wade Redden, Arash Madani, Brandon Crow, and Justin Simpkins. A wrapper on things that we have been talking about today, and one that we haven't. I didn't know if I was going to put in the firing of the head coach and general manager, Chris Lugett, in Estevan. I understand the Junior A talk. While it happens to be a guilty pleasure of mine, does it maybe transform to a national audience?
Yep.
But it's still a Junior A hockey team that's a very close friend of mine, Chris Lugett. And I should tell you this, however long he's been there, 6, 7, 8 years? When I went down there to MC his dinner for the very first time, he said, as long as I'm here, I want you hosting our sportsman's dinner every year.
Wow.
So I've done it. And it's been awesome. I mean, I get as much out of it as they do, probably more.
Yep.
Meeting guys like Ray Bourque, did the one with Corey Chamberlain, Marty McSorley, Morris Lukowich, Stu Grimson, Reed Simpson. I mean, I love it. And that's just a friendship that we've had. I've had the opportunity to do recovery coaching with his players. I mean, we've had a great relationship. So whatever the Bruins' reasons are, I'm sure they have their own reasons. From what I'm told, it's not because of success, because they've been a contender there every year since he's been there. So while I'm not a fan of the decision, it's their team. I did talk to Chris yesterday, and he's looking forward to his next opportunity. I don't know if you have any more thoughts other than that. But what can you say? Yeah. You don't like to see it.
No. I mean, he's been a friend of the show. He's a good guy. And yeah. Sometimes it happens. And it happens in sports more often. Yeah, I know we think of them like family, and we get so ingrained in the communities. But you know what? It's sports. And there is no 30, 40, 50 year, I'm going to stay here forever.
No.
Because you have that stress. You have different things. Your way of doing business creates success, but it's not going to please everybody. So it just runs its course. That happens.
And that's what he said. And which, by the way, leads me into the final topic here with the Calgary Stampeders. While as mind-blowing as it is, and just my wife last night was giggling like crazy, reading the reactions from people on Facebook with the Stampeders putting up a jersey, a Bo Levi photo with a Peterson 19 jersey on. Like, it was amazing. The reaction of people. I understand that it blows people's minds to think, how could the Calgary do this with the Ryder guy? But I'm not the Ryder guy anymore. And there it is. Thank you for putting it out for our viewers. Look at that. That's Bo Levi Mitchell on the right, walking out of the tunnel wearing a Peterson 19 jersey. My family likes it. And I remember talking to Lana Mueller, she's the daughter of Ron Lancaster, the mother of Mark Mueller, Stampeder's assistant coach. And I just said to her, how hard is it to just change teams like that? Because her dad went from the Riders to the, Riders to TV, to the Eskimos, to the Ticats. And she goes, you know what? It's not that hard. She said, for me, moving on.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't find it that difficult.
No. You just pack up your bags and move on.
Well, I'm just saying, the BC Lions were first. We got the jersey hanging out in the lobby that they sent. And now the Stampeders are being... I mean, as one guy wrote in on Facebook last night, how could that be construed as anything but respect? You're not going to put somebody's name on your jersey that you can't stand the sight of.
Right.
You wouldn't do that.
No, but understanding the game, and it's funny, and it's great marketing. And yeah, BC softened the most. I mean, the bobbleheads, you talked about the jersey.
First.
Winnipeg softened with the fans. I don't see any Bomber merch in here, any Bomber memorabilia.
They just don't hate me yet. That's changed.
Yeah.
That's a win as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
And I think we're still light years away from it, from the Stampeders actually sending you anything. That was a big gesture, though, with the jersey. I like that.
One of our viewers, Nelson Hakowicz, writes in and says, one of the best things to come out of isolation was the Calgary Stampeders doing that. Alan Lee, our intern, from wherever he is, I haven't seen Alan in far too long, he says it's an olive branch from Calgary, and that's a great way to end it. I don't know what to say other than that. People were writing it on Facebook saying, fire back, Rod. I'm like, what would I fire back? There's nothing. Why would you fire back anything to that?
Yeah. I don't think
I'm
you can.
I'm still just waiting for them to delete the tweet, and they haven't yet.
Let it happen.
It's the biggest spoof and mind game of all time.
Yeah.
I probably won't sleep again tonight trying to figure out why they did it. It worked.
Yeah.
Anything else, Clark?
Well, with all due respect to our guests, Wade Redden, Brandon Crow, Rashmadan, and Justin Simpkins.
The Stamps might be.
Well, I think it's the Stampeders social media guy as up for rock star of the day. Or Jordan. Because he got a Rashmadani to crack up with those lower thirds, lower third enthusiasts. So maybe director Jordan and the Stampeder social media guy would go head to head. That's just my thought for the rock star of the day.
What Darren is talking about is the Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions rock star of the day. Who is the rock star of the program today? Wade Redden, the 1,000-game NHLer that was on. Sportsnet's a Rashmadani. Potentially Jordan, our director. The Calgary Stampeders social media person. Justin Simpkins may be on there. Brandon Crow, the voice of the Wheat Kings. Hey, vote now on Twitter. Tomorrow on the show, John Frenzy returns. Don't even get me started on Frenzy.
It's been 2 weeks.
I know. Tomorrow. Because Lynch has asked me to come by his house and film him, even though he's not coming into the studio, because he has an elaborate costume to wear. Ricky? Might be.
Oh, my. I might not sleep tonight thinking about that.
TSN's Dwayne Ford, who, quite frankly, I call Canada's Mel Kiper. He really, you know, he used to work on The Score.
Yep.
Long before TSN. And he nailed every single pick in the CFL draft. I want to say it was about 06. And I'm like, that is godlike. Because nobody wants to do CFL draft projections or mock drafts, really, because it's so off the board. And he nailed them all. I think that's when TSN really said, whoa, this guy knows what he's talking about. They brought him on board like within a year of that.
Yeah.
So Dwayne Ford will be on with us. Brian Snow, my new friend from Terre Haute, Indiana, sports talk host down there, which, by the way, the reason I find that so funny, do you know who Larry King is?
Yes.
Do you, Clark? Legendary talk host. And they say, Larry King. He's like 87 pounds, right? And he's got the slick, the suspenders. He used to do that show, Larry King Live, right? And he would take calls, and it would be East Lansing, Michigan, hello. Terre Haute, Indiana, hello. French Lick, Kentucky, you're on the air. You know what I mean? So it was actually on the air in Terre Haute, Indiana.
That's cool.
Slippery Rock, Arkansas, hello. I just loved it.
That's great.
And we got Brian Snow on tomorrow from Terre Haute, Indiana. Hello. and the guys from the Drive the Green Golf podcast. They got some stuff. I want to talk golf too.
Good.
So I picked up, was out in Milestone on the weekend. I know we got to go. I just want to tell one fast story. I was out in Milestone on the weekend, went out to check on Big Bird, and I was looking around the house, and I'm laughing because Landon, one of our P1s, writes in, and he says, "We have Carol Baskins calling in today, live from Florida. Tampa Bay, hello." Anyways, my dad's leather head covers were in the garage. Dallas Stars black leather head covers. I'm like, how did this slip by me? I'm taking these. So I was driving around, and we had a parking lot coffee meeting with my friend Mike and Joanne on the weekend. Yep. And I said, "Hey, Mike, you got to see these head covers." He goes, "Are you going to actually golf this year or just drive around and show people?" So I want to talk some golf tomorrow. I know we got stuff to do. We got a photo shoot to do right now. So we're saying goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live. Put them up, Paul.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.